What I want to do now is to introduce to you one of our central speakers here today, a minister in the Palestinian Authority, somebody who I know grieves like we all grieve to see the factual fighting that there's been amongst Palestinians over recent months, and who's been tireless in saying that that has got to come to an end, and has been tireless in saying that the occupation has got to come to an end too. Somebody whose message has always been one of non-violence, but always one that's uncompromising in support of justice for his people. I'd like you to give a very warm welcome to the Minister of Information of the Palestinian Authority, Dr. Mustafa Barghouti.
Thank you, Richard. And I want to thank you all for your wonderful welcome. But also I want to thank you all for coming today to show solidarity with Palestine, the cause number one of freedom in the world. I want to say there is something wrong when 40 years of occupation pass. There is something wrong with this world when 60 years pass after the dispossession of the Palestinian refugees and they don't go home. Something is wrong when occupation transforms in front of the eyes of governments and people into the worst apartheid system in the history of human beings. Something is wrong when Israel continues to occupy Palestinian land, continues to confiscate our water, continues to oppress and prosecute the Palestinians. And then the Palestinians are punished by the international community instead of punishing Israel, the occupying power. Yeah. Something is wrong when after signing Oslo, the income of the Israelis used to be 6-1 in comparison to Palestinians, and it is now 30 times more than what Palestinians make. Something is wrong when we are obliged to buy products at the Israeli market price, while Israelis make 30 more times our income. Something is wrong when an Israeli illegal settler is allowed to use 40 more times of our water in the occupied territories. Something is wrong when 11,000 Palestinian prisoners, including 376 children and 120 women, is in jail, including our leaders, and this does not get reported in the international press, which gets consumed with one Israeli soldier. Something is wrong when the best democracy in the Arab world conducts the best elections in the region, and then one third of our members of parliament go to Israeli jails, and the world community is not doing enough to have them free. Something is wrong when Palestinians are punished, although they are living through the worst form of occupation. Something is wrong when I, as a minister and member of elected parliament, can come to London, but I can't go to Gaza or to Jerusalem, because they don't give us permits to do so. Something is wrong when American President Jimmy Carter is accused of anti-Semitism because he dared to speak the truth he saw in Palestine, which is that Israel has become a much worse apartheid than what prevailed in South Africa. Something is wrong When Abraham bought the previous head of the Israeli Knesset, the Israeli parliament, and the son of one of the four most famous Jewish leaders in the history of Israel, when he is accused and prosecuted because he dared to say that Israel has become an imperialist, aggressive, ruthless power that reminds him of fascism. Something is wrong when such an Israeli leader says the truth and he gets punished. There is something wrong, dear friends and comrades and colleagues, when Israel is allowed to build a wall that is three times the length of Berlin Wall and twice as high. A wall that is separating Palestinians from Palestinians and not Palestinians from Israelis. We must demand not the punishment of the Palestinian people, but the boycott of punishment of Israel, the occupying power, the oppressive power. We as a government have made an offer for peace. We have made an offer for complete, comprehensive, reciprocal, simultaneous ceasefire. We made an offer to accept the Arab Initiative and have peace based on two-state solution. We've made a very flexible program, and we've made an offer for exchange of prisoners. And to each and every single offer from our side, Israel said no, no, and no. Because Israel does not have in it at this moment a government that can be a partner for peace. And the British government must know that and must recognize that. Something is very wrong when Bushra Breivisch, a 17-year-old girl sitting behind her desk studying for her exams, and an Israeli sniper comes in and shoots her in the head and kills her instantly. Something is wrong when an old man, Al-Ja'bari in Hebron, is attacked inside his house, 67 years old, and shot by the Israeli army. He and his wife and his three children inside their home 3 days ago. We are here to demand that the world must say the truth about Palestine. We are here to ask you to help empower the Palestinian government, which was democratically elected, so that we can establish law and order, and so that we can have Alan Johnston free, because Alan Johnston is a friend of the Palestinian people. And Alan Johnston for us is an important person that must be free, because he was bringing the truth about the reality in Palestine, and because no suppression of the freedom of press should ever happen. Dear friends, let's see the reality. Occupation, 40 years of occupation, has become the worst apartheid. And let's be frank, exactly like in the case of South Africa, Israel will not change from within. There should be pressure on Israel from outside, like there was pressure on South African regime from outside. And we ask for a boycott campaign and sanctions campaign. Western governments at least should stop buying military equipment from Israel. Scandinavian countries, Britain and other countries should not buy military equipment from Israel, which has become the fourth largest military exporter in the world. Time has come to end this injustice, and that's why we ask you to help us. And I want to thank the University College Union for taking the initiative of demanding boycott of academic institutions. I want to ask you to remember that the Palestinian issue has become the moral issue number one in our century. But like Vietnam was free, Palestine will be free. Like South African people got free, Palestine will be free. Like India became independent, Palestine will be independent. And let's say today that the cause of Palestine is the cause of human values, of values of human rights, and values of freedom of human beings. I want to ask you, do you want this occupation to continue?
No!
Do you want apartheid to continue?
No!
Do you want Palestine to be free?
Yes!
Free Palestine! Free Palestine! Free Palestine! Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Mustafa Barghouti. We are very honored to have him come here to address us today. But I have to inform you that the Enough Coalition also invited two other members of the Palestinian Unity Government. The Minister for Education, who has been abducted and put in prison only 2 weeks ago, and the Minister of Planning, both of whom were refused visas to travel to this country to address this rally. It's a disgrace that the British government refuses to recognise the elected leadership of the Palestinian people and refuses them visas.